Imagine a world without waste. Imagine if you could make products and packaging right every time. It's possible with the help of SpecRite, the first cloud-based platform for specification data management. You can track and report on material usage year over year, run LCAs with the click of a button, and comply with new packaging regulations like EPR and the UK plastics tax. Go to specrite.com/sustainability to learn more.
Hey, today's podcast is brought to you by Myers Printing, which happens to be where I work as a senior vice president, and coincidentally is the best sustainable printing company in the entire United States. Myers is a third generation family business on a mission to create a sustainable future for people, products, and our planet. We're proud to help the important work of the United Nations at COP28. For more information about Myers, the awesome products we manufacture, and our commitment to sustainability, click the link below in the show notes or reach out to me on LinkedIn or just through the Substack app. Join Myers in building a greener future, one package at a time.
Now is the time to go beyond recycling. SmartSolve pioneers certified bio-based water-soluble packaging technologies that empower consumers and businesses to effortlessly reduce plastic waste. Their non-toxic materials quickly and completely disperse when combined with water and agitation, thus making them easily recyclable, biodegradable, and even zero waste. If zero waste packaging interests you, you can contact them at info@smartsolve.com, info@smartsolve.com. This is some really incredible technology. I'm excited to see where it goes. Thanks to SmartSolve for sponsoring the podcast.
Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today with Evelio Matos.
What's up, everybody? If you're watching this and you're seeing what good old Adam, he's out there fishing for manatees this morning.
He's on assignment.
Hey, he is on assignment.
We're out here, everybody. We're out here in on an island. There's a bird. Don't poop on me. I'm on a sea island in Georgia. It's called Sea Island, Georgia.
Nice.
They sure knew what they were doing when they named that.
Yeah. Who's playing tonight? Crucial Taunt and the Shitty Beatles. Are they any good? They suck. No. So it's not just a clever name. This is not just a clever name. This is a lovely resort. I think this is all one resort.
And you're at the Too Much Information Conference?
Too Little Much Information Conference. Yeah. The TLMI. It's the Tag and Label Manufacturers Institute. It's a show I come to a couple times a year with all my fellow sticker printing nerds. And we talk about labels and markets, and it's a great time. It's cool to be able to see a bunch of the same people year after year. So,
yeah.
Hey, Andrew. Yeah.
Well, if you're a packaging nerd and you're watching this, let us know. Claim your packaging nerdness. Let us know where you're watching from. All right, man. So let's do quick introductions for anybody that's not familiar, is watching for the first time. Who do we got? We got Corey Connors at Corrugated on the TikToks, host of Sustainable Packaging Podcast. We got Adam Peek.
Hi.
Host of People of Packaging Podcast. He's our guy that we send out on assignment. We takes the Packaging Today helicopter out and finds.
Let's see if I can find my news. Phone down.
Perfect.
Get tired of holding the phone.
Yeah, man, it's pretty heavy. You have one of those satellite phones because you're on assignments.
I do.
Yeah, man. So Adam's at in Georgia at the TLMI conference. You gave a speech not too long ago, and before we get to that speech, then you've got me, Evelio Matos, host of Packaging Unboxed podcast. So what was your speech on, Adam?
Well, first of all, it's just cool, Evelio, to be in your hometown, Sea Island.
I can't believe you grew up there and now Adam's there.
It's so beautiful.
I know. I buried a time capsule right under that pier that you're standing on. So,
oh, Well, I'm not going to go down there because I don't want to disrupt the manatees.
No.
And you shouldn't have either when you buried your time capsule, but
or
I'll go
Avelia's
find it.
Ancestors. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. I went to school with those manatees.
No. Probably has a lot of like Pantera sleeveless shirts in it or something like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, I mean, I talked about just a little bit about my story and my journey and why it matters to the label printing industry.
Mm-hmm. Like your journey to Georgia?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I heard that there was a devil down here and he was way behind. And so I brought my fiddle. And if you guys don't mind,
we're going to play it for us.
Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, yeah, just, you know, my journey in the industry, the lessons that I've learned, particularly around, you know, social media and sustainability, and then just how I can see machine learning and AI impacting, specifically sales, marketing, you know, things like pre-press and estimating, just the type of disruption that they may see.
Yeah.
And five so kids, that, one wife, stuff like that.
Yeah, I covered all the basics.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my talk. I literally just wrapped it up and walked outside.
You literally just did it on the pier. It was you and the manatees. Yeah.
Well, I was going to be inside, but there was a fire in the house. And then I was like, run, boys, run. And then I was like, the devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Yeah. Oh, this is the first. Yeah. Singing and dancing.
I will never sing that song again on this show.
Yeah.
So that's the new intro right there.
First and last.
me singing, Charlie Daniels Band.
Yes.
Welcome to Packaging that. Today. Fire in the house where I'm on run.
I'm out of here, guys.
All right, man. No, so I think let's just quickly run through what we're going to cover today. We're going to talk about some PFAS. What the hell are they? How many are there? And what's going on there? And just get some feedback and just some quick reactions from both of you. Then we'll kind of go through Missouri's changing cannabis regulations on packaging. What they can't say on them. And that's screwing people up over there because all of a sudden the shelf is no longer...
that's longer, a real problem.
Yeah, it's like no longer in line with the new regulations, which of course it's not.
It's been a really sustainability challenge, the cannabis packaging, the constant changes over the last, 8 years? How long since the first legalization?
Yeah. It's been a while. 2000. Yeah. I guess maybe 10. Was it 2014, 15 in Colorado?
Yeah. Constant changes. Yeah.
Let us know in the comments if you know the dates.
Yeah. Incredible.
Or if you have Google.
Yeah.
They don't have Google on Sea Island. It's just a pleasant place where there's no internet.
No, yeah.
Just fell trying to walk.
Oh, that would have been amazing. Do that again. Look at that live as you tumble down into the manatee haven.
He's actually in his house, and this is a green screen.
Yeah.
No, this is actually where I live.
There it is. That's his house.
Yeah. That's where one of my kids. That's where they live. The label industry is great.
You
can make so much money. I wonder if I can sit on one of these things. Okay.
All right. So real quick. All right. So these are two articles that came out within a day of each other.
Here.
One of them is that Kleenex, Kimberly Clark, is being sued. By a town in Connecticut for allegedly pumping PFAS into the air, which they're claiming then connects itself to the water molecules in the clouds and then rains down into the city and covers the city with PFAS. And Kimberly Clark is saying they've never used these so-called forever chemicals in U.S. consumer products. So it's going to vigorously defend itself against the allegations. But at the same time, there are articles within like hours saying that PFAS will no longer be used in food packaging and is no longer being sold in the U.S.
Right.
As of a few months ago. I think the challenge is that people don't really know, because there are PFAS isn't like a chemical. It's a group of you know, potential combinations of chemicals. So there's like thousands of them.
Right.
I don't know. Is there any, where would you say, you know, besides like popcorn, you know, the microwave popcorn, like the lining on right. the inside of that and other areas, like, I guess, where would you encounter PFAS?
It's a coating used to protect rain gear and firefighters gear. And it's, and also strangely enough, found in packaging and paper straws. They did a test, 90% of paper straws they tested, they found PFAS, which is a really terrible thing to learn. It's essentially something they use to keep water off or out. It's a barrier layer, is my understanding.
What say you, Adam?
I don't know anything about PFAS. I know that people don't like them, and that they are apparently forever chemicals. Mm-hmm. And it seems as though if you were to mix them in with aluminum, then you could infinitely recycle PFAS. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I mean, if it's bad, then let's keep it out of packaging. And we've certainly done a few different projects to keep PFAS out of certain paper-based packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of molded pulp to-go food containers they found it on.
Yeah, a lot of direct food contact type things. So,
corrugated. When it comes to like grease proofing for like pizza boxes, you know, all that stuff. So really, anything you're just consuming. Now, but there hasn't been any actual link to these products having any kind of health effects.
Right.
Directly, right? But there are tests that are being done out there, and it's like it changes your immune functions, your liver functions. It can be, you know, tied to obesity, but, you know, I know there's a few people that have been on here that have been posting that, if you really look at those tests, then there's really no direct correlation. Like there's a lot of other, you know, factors in play. To be honest with you, I haven't looked at any of the science. I'm just looking at it from a consumer and how confusing it is as a consumer. And I think that that's a challenge that we all kind of deal with, is like, there's so much news and so much information that it's hard to even know where to start.
Most people I've spoken with don't understand what they are and just know that they're bad. And that's, you know, a challenge. We need to educate all of ourselves, apparently.
Yeah, but they know that they're bad because they've seen these articles.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they've actually dug in and found out why they're bad.
Very true.
Yeah, but on the flip side, there's no articles that I've read that say we need more PFAS.
Right.
In our society. We would be a lot better off if we could just pump this into the clouds and let it rain on humanity.
Like,
and then we can drink it. But the cool thing is, when you drink it, then it
grease proofs your body,
which helps you to PFOSer.
That's right. That's Chris coming in with the legalization of cannabis in 2012 and retail sales in 2014. Yeah, so over 10 years. So with that amazing segue, let's get into, marijuana packaging. Yeah. So article here from Greenway Magazine is, expect your marijuana packaging to change again. They're restricting the use of common marijuana terminology on packaging. So you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to use the terms sativa, indica, or hybrid to specify the type of behavioral effects that those plants are going to have on you. Whether it's calming.
Isn't it the type of plant?
Yeah. So you can specify the type of plant, but you can't use the type of plant to specify what the side effects are going to be from using it. Mm,
I see.
So most of it does. And Chris, let me know if you're familiar with the terms and what, how do you think this will impact packaging? Because at the moment, indica is relaxing, it's calming. Sativa kind of energizes you, but it's not the same for every single person. It kind of affects people differently, and that's the challenge. Is somebody might be buying something for one reason, and they get a complete opposite effect.
So yeah, is it a little bit maybe unfair to the cannabis industry? Because if you think about other things, I'll give you an example. Melatonin for me may as well keep me up all night. I hate it. I can't use it. I've tried to use it on flights and I just stay awake the whole flight. I've tried to use it to sleep. It doesn't help me at all. And so same thing with, stuff like lavender, for.
Did you wash calming. It down with maple syrup? Cause that's, you're not.
No, Red Bull.
You can't mix those.
You can't mix Red Bull and melatonin?
Well, you can, but it's not going to work. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, they should put that on the label. No, but I mean, honestly, though, it's like, why would we not be able to say, label printers, but also just in general, we speak about generalities all the time when it comes to stuff like caffeine, alcohol, tobacco. I mean, saying that, sativa is supposed to be whatever, more relaxing, or I don't know what all the plants do differently, but that would be strange to me. But it does bring up a point about printing, which is for the cannabis space. Digital printing is still your friend as laws are emerging.
Yeah. Order you the want, minimum, right?
You want to be able to order quick turn, digitally printed. Like, you know that the laws will not be changed in the next 30 days. And so, buy stand-up pouches, labels, folding cartons, whatever it is, so you're not over labeling and doing all sorts of stuff.
What a challenge.
Because laws like this change. By state, by the way. It's still federally illegal.
So this change in one state, will it affect everyone? Because you can't cross borders with this state border.
Yeah,
right?
All the states are the states are regulated differently.
Right.
Yeah. So this has happened yesterday. So this, 3 hours ago, there's a new article comes out that says that this change is leading to Missouri regulators' decision to pull more than 60,000 marijuana products off the shelves by August, which is nuts.
Yeah, but they'll over-label it.
Nope. Hang on. I'm completely wrong on that. That was a different, there's another reason that they're going to pull 60,000 marijuana products off the shelves.
What's that? PFAS?
Some mislabeling. It goes back to packaging, mislabeling of THC concentrate. So back to your point, Adam, right now is the time to be using, digital printing.
It's been that way for a decade, though, I feel like. I don't think there's a lot of brands that have such a grip on the legislation around cannabis state to state, because you can't lobby for anything federally. Or you can, it's just the legalization of it federally.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Pay lobbyists in every single state where it's legalized? It's crazy. So I still think digital printing has got to be 90% of labeling and flexible packaging for that industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And printing, and keeping it low run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's the challenge, right?
By the way, on my tiny phone.
It's fine.
The satellite phone is not working for comments.
That's all right. We'll get Charlie on it.
Yeah.
I did, by the way, sit at this lovely bench. It says, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all."
Yeah, that's what I always say.
That's so, what Avelio said when he grew up in Georgia. He always said that.
Yeah.
It's actually Elizabeth and Jacob is what it says, but I think that's actually Matos.
Yeah, that's right. The Matos clan, yeah.
That's right.
Corey, wrong word to use in the South, by the way. It is the Matos family.
Inappropriate, yeah.
Yes.
The group, the family? Yes.
Yes, yes. The Matos family.
The Ohana, yeah.
Yeah. That was a great movie, by the way. My favorite.
What movie was that?
Ohana?
Ohana, about the Matos family in
Hawaii. Yeah. How they grew up in Hawaii and not Georgia at all.
Ever. Your Uncle Maui?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Totally. Yeah, man. All right. So then moving on from cannabis to some greenwashing. This was a good article this morning on Pack World. It says 8 ways that you might be greenwashing your packaging that you don't even know it, right? And just kind of a look at how inadvertent false claims and vague language leads to consumer confusion, which is kind of what we're talking about now. Is like with PFAS, consumers are confused. They just kind of have a direction of what's right, but they don't really can't point out a PFAS. I'm sure nobody else can either.
Right.
Unless you're Jay Quinn. And then
there's one.
There's one right there. In that cloud, I see it.
And one just perched up there.
Yeah. See, unless you're in packaging as like a material scientist, if you're in flexible films, like actual production of them, like you'll know and you'll have your own perspective on these. Consumers don't know.
Right.
And that's the challenge, is just the consumer confusion. Same thing with marijuana, with cannabis. We're not familiar with all the new regulations and how it changes state to state as consumers. You're just a consumer. You know, you're just going and buying whatever it is that you need. You don't necessarily are looking into what the latest information is. But this was kind of an interesting article here that they just kind of go through creating green guides for brands, like the importance of creating green guides for brands so that internally you know how to speak about sustainability, about just different green claims.
Right.
And then, you know, speaking of green guides and also using like the FTC green guides that were issued, you know, that are issued every year. So do you guys refer back to the green guides?
Yes. I think it's important to understand that making claims on packaging is a legal issue now. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be cautious as packaging professionals to offer this advice. We must be careful and say, this is to the best of my knowledge, but there may be more as these laws are changing daily. Like you said, this new law came out today, or this new movement in that one state for this one kind of packaging. And it's so overwhelming and daunting that I'm constantly sending people to people like Michelle at Lorax and, real professionals that this is their job. And they've had their legal teams look it over. So that would be my advice, is work with maybe a consultant or a packaging company that has consultants on staff.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you can't be all things. You can't know everything, right? And so I would treat sustainability claims the same way I would treat foreign languages, which is, at the end of the day, you are responsible for what is on your packaging. And I think the benefit for the three of us and for others in our community is that we know a lot of people, and so I'm happy to refer people over. And I'm trying to remember her last name. I had her on my podcast. Kate, I think it's Caladova, in California, is a tremendous consultant on this stuff. And folks like Michelle and
packaging
others.
Nerd. Of course I wouldn't.
Annoying to shop with.
Whoa! What's happening?
I don't know what happened. That was crazy.
All of a sudden, we got a video.
Charlie.
But anyway, before I showed up on the screen, I'll still stay on the screen. I think that it's, like Corey said, right? Hey, these are some suggestions. I don't think I would say this, but I'm going to refer you to the FTC green guidelines. Make sure that you have a lawyer or recommend having a lawyer sign off on this claim. If it just says something like, you know, if it's the resin coat on a bottle, okay. You know, that's pretty normal. But if they're going to say, you know, home compostable,
right,
then they're setting themselves up for a lawsuit if they can't prove it. So,
right. Yeah.
Biodegradable, right.
Biodegradable like, is another good right. one. And I know we talked last week a little bit about SmartSolve, and Corey, you had a great video. But the thing that I thought was great, the more I got to know what they're doing, honestly, was that they had actual claims to be like, no, this is our certification. This is,
right.
I mean, they've been doing this for a couple of years now. So it's companies like that who it's like, okay, if you're going to do a SmartSolve, a SmartSolve label, let's just say, then you can lean on what they've done and get their permission, you know, working with Converter, and then still kind of run that through a third party to make sure that it's good. But, you know, that's where ISO standards and ASTM standards and the green guides, like these things are all super helpful. How to recycle guidelines, you know, the APR, you got to be able to go talk to all of them.
Yeah. So then do you find clients getting annoyed that you're not giving them specific instruction, that they're like, you're the packaging professional. You should be able to tell me what I can put on this packaging.
It's really a challenge. Yeah, you're exactly right. They expect us to know everything. Well, you've studied this for how long you've been in the industry, you know, 26 years, you should know all this stuff. Well, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the industry. If this isn't your sole focus, there's no way you could possibly keep up on all these constant changing EPR, truth in labeling, all of this stuff. It's overwhelming. It's daunting. And we'll do our best to help, of course. But we can't confirm that. We can't legally confirm that your packaging is totally safe, you know, unless it's blank.
Well, it's also, I think it's a liability issue is how I explain it is like, I'm like 99.9% confident in what we're putting on here. But at the end of the day, your brand is the one who will get sued. You have to go to court because you sign off on a proof that says that this is okay to put on your product. That is we no longer have the liability once you signed that proof, as long as we print what was signed. And so it is a little bit about like, oh, I'm really frustrated. And it's like, no, I'm going to, this is what you should do, but just know you still have a risk anytime. Now with the new FTC green guides, you're setting yourself up for potential litigation and you just want to make sure that you're covered. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And especially if it's like a global product, right? Cause the regulations in Slovenia are different than the ones in Portugal and the ones in Italy. And then of course, different from what you have in the US. And if you're doing some kind of packaging that is global, you've got to have all these markings on it. Like in France, they've got the Trimen logo that breaks down how to tear apart your packaging and what to recycle, what not to recycle. That's only specific to France. Although now, you know, I think there's like four other countries that are going to start using that, but you have to then, you know, take this big chunk of information and now translate it into the four different languages. And so you've got a big graphic that now has to be duplicated multiple times. And at some point, all in the packaging. And then of course the brands are like, well, we don't want all this stuff on here, but it's like, I can't tell you what you can and can't have on here. Because at the end,
you do have an advantage over us when you can say like, listen, in middle school in Slovenia, when I was there,
in high school,
what
we
were allowed to say, but when I transferred to Portugal for high school, I did notice it was different. So you at least have an advantage days. Over us, but
it's unfair.
Yeah. Yeah, it is unfair, but you know, that's life.
I'll deal with it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So as we start wrapping up here, what did we do? What did we do this week? My buddy Andrew Frazier. Yeah. Andrew Frazier reached out and said, let's do something fun. I'm going to start this. I don't know if it's going to start in the right place because Charlie didn't back it up. He didn't rewind the tape. He wasn't kind. Didn't rewind.
Guys, listen, we have to stop being so mad at Charlie. I fired him so long ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's been sneaking in and doing some side jobs.
Okay. You
have if anybody wants Charlie to come back, go ahead, put in the comments. Hashtag hire Charlie.
Hashtag hire Charlie.
Ooh. Wait a minute.
Nope.
See, this is all the stuff you got to do on the back end. This is this unsexy stuff people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone close your eyes.
Right. Pretend that didn't happen, and here we go.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course I went to Michigan State.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course I know this is corrugated and not cardboard.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course I spend hours walking around the grocery store just looking at things to see how they're made. Oh, that one's interesting.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course PacX was my Roman Empire.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course I'm annoying to shop with.
Ooh, SFI certified.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course I dig in the trash and pull out stuff that other people didn't recycle.
I'm a packaging nerd. Of course I collect packaging and stick it on my wall.
Well done.
Nice job, Avelio.
All right. What is SFI certified?
Sustainable Forestry Initiative. It's depending on who you ask, it's... Mm-hmm. It's a weight that companies manage. It's like FSC. I'm sure there's differences, and I'm sure somebody's really nerdy about paper, and that, you know, they can tell me what all the differences are. But it's just another paper certification. Yeah. So
okay, well, it's kind of like what John Gregory says, right? Consumers don't even understand recycling symbols or what FSC certifications is. Like all these certifications right. that we add on packaging, it just adds to the confusion. I know internally as a brand, you're like, all right, well, we got these certifications. We hit this. We got to print it on there. Like, let's boast all the certifications that we're hitting. But it's not, that information is not necessarily consumer facing. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
all right, man. As we start wrapping up here, Hugh, that is my bench. We almost need a like a Forrest Gump moment here with you on that bench.
Yeah. Life is like a corrugated box, right?
Hang on. Let's see. I was running.
All right, guys. If you've got some comments on packaging, if you want to cover any, you want us to cover any information on next week's show, let us know in the comments. If there's any questions in packaging or anything cool that you're seeing, let us know in there as well. We're going to try to change this up a little bit and hit some core topics every week in with all the dad jokes. But let us know. We love being on here and talking to you guys and appreciate you guys joining us. Like I said, any questions, throw it in the comments. The three of us will keep watching and making sure that we answer anything that you've got.
And let me know if you're going to SESPAC in Chicago this week. I'll be speaking on a panel there. Excited to see you all.
Awesome. Where are you going, Adam?
Home.
Georgia.
He's walking home now.
I'm just going to walk home.
All right, guys. Catch episode this week from me. I've got Adeya Frem talking about artificial intelligence and how to design packaging with ChatGPT and kind of the secrets that she's got in the background and how she's creating some amazing packaging out there today. So check it out. Look forward to talking to you guys. See ya.
Modern consumers want modern buying experiences, and they don't just want them, they expect them. Beyond killer on-site buying experiences, consumers expect seamless experiences from checkout to delivery. And when things go wrong, and they do a lot, we know this in the packaging industry, they expect the brand to make it right and make it right quickly. In fact, 89% of consumers say they stop buying from a brand after just one bad buying experience. That's where Label comes in. Label Protect is a brand-first, buyer-focused protection solution that's uniquely designed to make shipping issues a thing of the past. Instead of leaving your buying experience to chance, you can give your customers peace of mind at checkout, knowing their orders are 100% covered from loss, theft, damage, and more. And with a 98% claim approval rate, 24-hour resolution time, and best-in-class revenue share, Label reduces customer support overhead, protects your bottom line, increases profits, and most importantly, Label keeps your customers coming back for more.
Whether you ship 100 orders a month or 100,000, it's time to make the final mile part of your competitive advantage with Label. You can learn more by clicking the link in the show notes or going to labelpx.com. That's labelpx.com. Hey, congrats. You made it to the end of the podcast. If you're looking for more great podcast material in the packaging industry, please check out Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors and the newly redesigned Package Unboxed with Avelio Matos. Go find them wherever you listened to this podcast. Thanks, everybody.